Cold Creek, when you want to go over there fishing, said, you see my name up around. I said, don't fish in the well, you want to go over there to think. He said, well, I'll be seeing you, and you pull off.
I said,
that was
a nice thing,
dude. Yeah.
There seems to be a large territory, not much colored people in here, a large settlement. But years later, back during the Prussians, from then on up until now, the people coming to scattering out, and then these big renters, you know, rent up the farm, maybe operating in with tractors. Most people then with this farm was new. Some man, if he was making sure proper, he would have probably his own team. You was renting and he'd work with you, and he didn't have enough stock. You feed his stock and fly his mules and making his crop. But after he did large runners and loans and things coming in, people buying tractors and started farming with tractors. Well, the downway with the mules and most of the small runners, they was overthrown, and also the sharecroppers. One man now on, and I don't say on, but he's operating 3,000 and 4,000 acres of land, and you know that cover big territory. And that's put so many people out of work and cause them, they leave here to other places to find jobs to make support for themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing existing today. I'm trained out one man on 2,000 or 3,000 acres of land. But the portion of the old time life, I liked it better, and it was, they raised it up to where, you know, you got more money for your labor. But back there, we were living well better than we are now, to some extent. Because you were on the farm and you could raise what food and stuff that you had to have. Cows, hogs, and all the chicken, everything like that. People raising the what vegetables and stuff they needed. But now the people on the farm, if they ain't a big farmer, and they just felt like man they lived in town. Everything you get, you got to go by what they raising that beans and cotton, some of them livestock, but lots of them don't even take down the food to livestock now. It's beans and cotton. And when the governor had them to cut down on this cotton and they would pay them, you know, padding, that's what done away with a lot of the farmers. They use renting and I'm making the sharecrop with you. Before you let me draw money off that surplus land that the government paying was, I had to work for you at a small sum or either move. And that put a lot of people out of place to stay. And then back down the end of the TV, you won't make it as much cotton, but I mean, you won't work as many acres as you can work now, but I working a big sum of land, and then at the end, you ain't have no better income. Well, that didn't profit you nothing. The labor around 6 bits, about 50 cents on up a dollar, depending upon what type of labor you're doing. A day, and that was a small sum, but the stuff what you had to get was down on a level with, you know, your price. Now, I know back in the 30s during the Depression and